Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Search of Schrödinger's Cat by science writer John Gribben, is a widely read, story-driven guide to the ideas that made quantum physics both revolutionary and unsettling. Rather than starting with heavy mathematics, Gribben builds a narrative around the experiments, debates, and conceptual puzzles that force 20th century scientists to rethink what matter and light are, and what it even means to measure something. The book's title points to the famous thought experiment about a cat that is both alive and dead until an observation is made, a vivid entry point into questions of probability, superposition, and the role of the observer. Along the way, Gribben sketches the historical path from classical physics to the quantum world, introducing key figures and their competing interpretations. The result is an accessible tour of a subject that often feels abstract, showing why quantum theory is essential to modern technology and why it continues to challenge common sense. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from classical certainty to quantum questions, a central theme is the breakdown of the classical picture in which objects have definite properties and causes lead to predictable effects. Gribben traces how late 19th and early 20th century physics ran into problems that could not be patched with older ideas, especially when scientists looked closely at atoms and radiation. Phenomena like blackbody radiation, the photoelectric effect, and atomic spectra pointed to a world where energy comes in discrete packets and where the behavior of tiny systems defies everyday intuition. The book emphasizes that quantum theory did not arrive as a philosophical whim, but as a practical response to experimental facts. By placing discoveries in their historical sequence, it becomes easier to see why concepts such as quantization, wave-particle duality, and uncertainty were adopted. This topic also clarifies what quantum physics is not. It is not merely complicated math, and it is not simply a synonym for mysteriousness. Instead, it is a disciplined framework built to match repeatable measurements, even when those measurements resist classical explanation. The reader comes away with a grounded sense of why quantum mechanics was necessary and what kinds of questions it was designed to answer. Secondly, wave-particle duality and the meaning of the wave function, the book explores how light and matter can display both wave-like and particle-like behavior, depending on how they are tested. Gribben uses famous experimental patterns, such as interference and diffraction, to show what a wave description accomplishes, while also explaining why detectors often register discrete impacts that look like particles. This duality leads to the quantum idea that the state of a system is represented by a wave function, a mathematical object that encodes probabilities for different outcomes. Without requiring readers to perform calculations, Gribben focuses on interpretation. The wave function is not simply a physical wave in space like a water ripple, yet it behaves as if it spreads, overlaps, and interferes. That tension is the doorway to many quantum puzzles. The discussion highlights how probability in quantum mechanics is not just a statement about ignorance, but a fundamental feature of the theory as commonly presented. By connecting duality to real experimental setups, the book helps readers avoid vague metaphors and instead understand why physicists treat the wave function as a tool of exceptional predictive power, even when its ontological status remains debated. Thirdly, uncertainty, measurement, and the observer problem, Gribben devotes attention to the role of measurement, because quantum theory seems to draw a sharp line between how systems evolve and how outcomes become definite. The uncertainty principle is presented as more than a limitation of instruments. It reflects a structural trade-off in what can be simultaneously well-defined, such as position and momentum. From there, the book addresses the measurement problem, the question of how a range of possible outcomes turns into one actual result when an observation is made. This is where the reader encounters competing intuitions. Is measurement a physical interaction that disturbs the system, a selection of information, or something more profound? Gribben uses clear narrative explanations to convey why everyday notions of passive observation fail at the quantum scale. The topic also links uncertainty to practical consequences, including why atoms are stable and why certain behaviors cannot be reduced to hidden classical details without changing the theory. By framing measurement as a physical process with conceptual implications, the book equips readers to understand later debates about interpretation and to see why the language of observers and outcomes has remained central to quantum discussions. Fourthly, Schrödinger's cat, superposition, and the challenge to common sense. The famous cat thought experiment is used to dramatize the notion of superposition, in which a system can be described as a combination of distinct possibilities until a measurement is made. Gribben explains why this is not just a gimmick. Superposition is a direct consequence of applying quantum rules consistently, and it is essential for understanding interference effects. The cat scenario exposes a tension between microscopic quantum behavior and macroscopic experience, because we never see everyday objects in obviously mixed states. This topic introduces readers to the question of scale and the emergence of classical behavior, including the idea that interactions with the environment can rapidly destroy delicate quantum relationships. Even without heavy formalism, Griven clarifies why the cat is a pointer to deeper issues about what counts as a measurement and whether quantum theory describes reality itself or only our predictions. The thought experiment also serves as a bridge to modern discussions of quantum technologies, where engineered systems are kept coherent long enough to display superposition in controlled settings. The result is a nuanced understanding. The cat is memorable, but it points toward real scientific questions rather than mere paradox. Lastly, entanglement, non-locality, and competing interpretations. Another major topic is entanglement, the strong correlation between separated quantum systems that cannot be explained by assigning independent local properties to each part. Griven describes how entanglement arises naturally from the quantum formalism and why it troubled many early thinkers, especially when paired with the idea that measurement outcomes become definite only at observation. This leads to the debate over non-locality and the limits of classical realism, often framed through the historical dispute about whether quantum mechanics is complete. The book surveys interpretive options in an accessible way, emphasizing that physicists agree strongly on the predictions while disagreeing about what those predictions imply about underlying reality. Readers are introduced to the flavor of positions, such as the Copenhagen-style emphasis on measurement, realism-motivated alternatives, and the many-worlds idea in which all outcomes occur in branching histories. Griben also connects entanglement to modern experimental progress and to practical applications in information science, showing how a once philosophical worry became a resource for new technologies. This topic leaves readers with a realistic picture of the field. Quantum mechanics is extraordinarily successful, yet its conceptual foundation remains open to interpretation. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, students approaching physics for the first time, and professionals in other fields who want an intelligible map of quantum ideas without being buried in equations. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening scientific thinking. It demonstrates how evidence drives theory, how models can be precise even when they challenge intuition, and how humility is warranted when common sense meets the microscopic world. Griben also makes clear why quantum mechanics matters beyond philosophy, because its principles underpin much of modern electronics and increasingly influence emerging technologies. Compared with many popular quantum books, this one stands out for its narrative momentum and historical framing. By anchoring abstract concepts in the sequence of experiments and debates that produce them, it helps readers remember not just what the ideas are, but why anyone believed them in the first place. It is worth buying if you want a classic introduction that balances wonder with discipline, offers a guided tour of the major conceptual puzzles, and prepares you to read more advanced treatments with better intuition and a stronger sense of context. If you would like to support John Griben, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts.